This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together. All walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks. The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, travel expert, and not a fan of lollipops the size of my head.
I'm Al John Go, lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars fan, and resistance is futile.
And I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, a charcuterie board, but it's just six kind of pickles. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. Today, we're going to talk about some menu updates, some new merchandise, and an upcoming Disneyland After Dark event.
Yeah.
Lots of news.
Yeah.
Let's start talking about lollipops, Kristen. Tell me about your dislike for lollipops.
I will say this picture that Disney Parks blog has of this guy holding these neon colored lollipops. I do like the fact that they're neon colored. They're very pretty rather than like typical red, blue, green, yellow ones. But seriously, why does a child, I've said this before, why does a child need a lollipop that big? Do you really need to give your child that much sugar?
Aesthetics. That's the only reason.
Aesthetics. Because
our kids have them and they were given. Because I sure am not going to purchase a lollipop that big for my child. But
no.
They are still in the wrapper. They are not coming out. That's too much sugar.
No one needs that.
But the merchandise is very cute. I will say that.
Not edible, but very cute.
So is this part of their monthly foodie celebration where every month they put
the
out
the 12-part series?
12-part series.
Yes.
Disney Eats.
Treat-themed merchandise. This one launches on April 16th, so very soon. And the colors are great, I think, for the fact that, you know, we just now got into spring. But they have these very cute Minnie Mouse lollipop ear headbands that you can get. And they're pink, blue, green with a little bit of yellow mixed in there.
Neon.
Yes, the neon colors. You can also get the spirit jerseys. They've got those.
The guy holding that is like definitely Corbin Blue fan because he's got like the cool whole High School Musical look, smile on his face.
With that smile, yes. I can.
All in this together.
Yes, you have the Mickey Mouse lollipop spirit jersey. You can get both Disneyland Resort as well as the Walt Disney World Resort versions. Very colorful. And if you like that and you're into Loungefly, they also have a mini backpack you can get as well. I feel like these colors are very late 1980s, of course. And Stitch, he's even getting into the whole thing. You have Stitch as well as Angel that are plushes, and they're dressed in their own lollipop patterned outfits and are holding lollipops themselves.
Very cute.
Mm-hmm. I think it's cool that you can get Angel as well. And then they do have the pins. So there's like a, it's called Stitch Attack Snack Lollipop Pin Set.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. The smoothies, the foodies will love it.
This is the fourth collection. And you can get it now on disneystore.com.
Yeah. You can click our link in the show notes.
Yes.
To get it. And support the show. Very cool. Well, that said, gang, before we move into the other menu updates that Kat alluded to earlier, let's talk about fun times. I played this song last week. Let's play this.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Are you sure that's the one you want to play?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I want to play.
Okay.
Great.
So it is a travel deal time. Yes. So if you were looking to visit Walt Disney World and you are a Disney Visa card member, you can enjoy the free Disney dining plan when you use your Disney Visa card to purchase a non-discounted four-night, four-day Walt Disney World Travel Company package, which will include your room at select Disney Resort hotels that are included in this, as well as theme park tickets that have the park hopper option. And it's going to be for arrivals on most nights, July 1st through the 31st, September 1st through the 7th, and December 9th through December 21st.
Nice.
So, yes. Yes, very nice. More than 200 participating dining locations that you can enjoy. If you are choosing a value or a moderate, you will get the quick service for free. And if you are staying at a deluxe or deluxe villa, you will get the basic Disney dining plan for free. And if you are getting the quick service, but you want to go up to that other, you can choose to upgrade that for price difference.
Man, I love the Disney dining plan. It's great.
I know, especially yes. During all the mini festivals that take place, because that is where you need to use your snack credits. You get the biggest bang for your buck there.
That's right. Well, gang, if you're looking to book your next Walt Disney World trip or Disneyland Resort trip, Adventures by Disney, Disney Cruise Line, or any cruise line for that matter, including Carnival and Royal Caribbean, Virgin, whatever, Kristen is your hookup. She'll help save you time and money. And give them the email so you can get started and have Kristen put her knowledge and her money-saving tips and tricks to good use.
You can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Love it. Next story up this week, menu updates for popular Hollywood studio restaurants. They're getting an update, gang, which is really cool. So I'm down with that.
Updates.
So let's check it out, shall we? In Magic Kingdom, first and foremost, they removed the ice cream, pumpkin ice cream at the plaza. Yay. And over at the plaza, oh no, hold on a second. What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing at you having difficulty with that. That and the fact that they're just now removing pumpkin ice cream.
Yeah.
We've done fall and we've done winter. Now we're in spring and we're just now removing it.
I guess people.
Had a lot left over.
Yeah,
right.
They do have a lot left over, right?
I will say at Kroger, their pumpkin ice cream is good.
Over there, over at Tony's Town Square, they've added the plant-based affogato, the classic cannoli, the summer berry tiramisu, and flourless chocolate cake. That's pretty cool. And over there at the Connections Eatery, they removed the mango coconut shake, which I've had before. And at Regal Eagle Smokehouse, they've added the kids salad with chicken. And Kristen, what's going on over at Studios?
Over at 50s Primetime Cafe, they have removed the fried urban garlic cheese, deviled eggs, Cousin Harold's vegetable garden, lemon meringue pie, and the pineapple upside down cake. Wow. They have added a cornbread skillet, grilled salmon cake, Cousin Harold's rigatoni pasta, and key lime pie, and a hummingbird bundt cake.
Ooh, that sounds good. Mm.
Over at Sci-Fi Dining Theater, they removed the Out of This World, and then they added a caramel brownie cheesecake as well as the Kids Galactic Pudding. We talked about Mama Melrose last week. I know we talked about what they added, but I don't believe we talked about what they removed, did we?
I don't think so.
So they removed the fried fresh mozzarella, vine-ripe tomatoes and fresh mozzarella, the crispy calamari, the house-made Italian meatball, charred strip steak. Oh, that's what you used to get.
That's right.
The shrimp campanelli, Mama's Italian pasta, Mama's Italian pasta with shrimp, grilled bone and pork chop, the sustainable fish, Colors of Italy cheesecake, the blueberry frangipane tart, and the kids' whole grain pilaf. I'm sure the kids are not going to mind the pilaf being gone. Cat, round up Rodeo Barbecue.
Yes. Well, this is good. Over at Roundup Rodeo Barbecue, they've added a 10% discount for DVC and annual pass holders. Hey-o, we love to see that.
Yes.
At Animal Kingdom at Flame Tree Barbecue, they've added a side of cornbread. At Pizza, at Pizza Fari, they've added the loggerhead with vodka, gnocchi primavera, cheese garlic bread, and regular garlic bread, and have removed the Everest cupcake and the breadsticks.
Oh, the Everest cupcake is gone. Interesting.
I like that Everest.
Bye.
Yeah, it's been a good run.
Wonder why they're getting, well, I guess they're getting rid of the breadsticks because they added the cheese garlic bread.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think the Everest cupcake is gone because it's the elephant cupcake right now for Earth Month.
Yeah.
Right.
At Downtown Disney, I
wait, think
we talked about this, but I can't remember.
Where?
Over at where?
Downtown Disney.
No.
Oh, what did you mean?
Don't tell me it's wrong. It's down to, it will forever be downtown. No, I'm just kidding. Springs at Gideon's Bakehouse. I do think we talked about this, but I am going to read it again.
That's fine.
They added white chocolate caramel macadamia nut cookies, pineapple dream cake, and banana nitro cold brew.
Cool.
I don't know what this means, but at Sprinkles, they've added a berries and cream cupcake from April 1st to April 14th, a matcha yuzu cupcake from April 8th through April 14th, Honkai Star Rail.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but it's available the 15th through the 21st, and Honkai Star Raid Anniversary. I'm assuming it's something anime related, but I have no idea what that means. That's available the 22nd through the 28th. And the Patron Margarita Cupcake, available the 22nd through, of course, the 5th.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
Kristen, what's happening at Coca-Cola?
That it will be gone.
Bye.
So the drink of the month over there at the Coca-Cola store rooftop will be Bark's Cinnamon Chili.
Cinnamon Chill.
Oh, Cinnamon Chill. Okay. Sorry.
That sounds interesting.
Cinnamon Chill. Okay. I was like, cinnamon chili. That sounds interesting.
What does that mean? Cinnamon Chill.
Oh, who knows?
It must be
cinnamon syrup or something in it.
Could be. Could be. You never know.
That may be good, though. I'll try it.
Over at Deluxe Burger, they've added the Southern Burger. And at the hotels at Walt Disney World Resort, see here, they removed a bunch of stuff over there at Mardi Gras restaurant, like the front porch freeze, got to melon juice, the Nola Cola, all that jazz, blueberry lemonade, and cucumber and mint fojito.
What is a fojito?
I don't know, it's vodka hito, perhaps. Vodka,
yeah, mojito. That would make sense.
Yeah. And over at the Kona Cafe, they've added the sauteed red quinoa with shrimp, sauteed red quinoa with chicken, and with tofu as well. So a bunch of red quinoa with everything you want on it. At Tamu Lounge, they've removed the Big Kahuna hot wings in favor of the honey coriander chicken wings.
Yes!
Which is my favorite. And the peel and eat shrimp.
Those honey coriander wings are like my favorite. I could just eat those all day long.
All right, Kat, what's going on over at Titan? Oh, you haven't had those? Oh,
I don't think so. I don't know if I can have those, but they sound delicious.
They're really good.
We love chicken wings. Kat, what's up at Typhoon Lagoon?
At Leaning Palms, they've added a rice bowl with pork, and at Typhoon Tilly's, they've increased prices. It doesn't say what specifically, but I would assume it's across the board.
Yeah.
At Disneyland, Smoke Jumpers has added a kid's breakfast sandwich. Gibson Girl Ice Cream Parlor has added the Mickey Mouse Kitchen Sink. Jolly Holiday has removed their tuna sandwich. Thank goodness, it was disgusting.
I've had it.
Ugh, gross. Eat the one at Harbor Galley. It's way better. Hungry Bear has removed their fried fish sandwich. And at Craftsman Grill, the hot dog of the month is the cowboy dog.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense that they're not, like, removing fish because it's after Easter.
It's after Easter, so yeah. No more Friday Lenten specials.
No.
Okay.
I'm looking up what's on a cowboy dog. Go, continue.
Okay.
I think that was everything. Okay.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. All beef hot dog topped with melted American cheese, crispy fried onion rings, bacon, and green onions drizzled with sweet and tangy barbecue sauce, served with a side of onion rings.
I like the sounds of that.
Wow, that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Give me some onion rings.
Onion.
All right. Last but not least, for this week's show, we've got Pride Night events happening for Disneyland After Dark, gang. So for its second year of celebrations, joyful photo ops and event merchandise, it's food and fun, a lot of fun to be had for this hard ticket event for Disneyland After Dark. They usually have some really cool fireworks that they're going to be doing. They've got a Pride cavalcade with favorite characters. So you're going to have the 5-5 plus Clarabelle plus all that cool stuff. And they're also going to be doing a dance club as well over there by Rivers of America. So it's going to be a great celebration. Everyone's invited. And then you'll also be able to check out the dance party, Ohana dance party in Tomorrowland, where Stitch is going to be the DJ du jour, I should say. Well, he's not du jour. It's not DJ of the day. It's DJ of the night. So I don't know how to say that in French, but okay. I'm just making it up as I go.
It works for me.
Yeah.
Ooh, country line dancing.
Actually, this is pretty cool. So they've got the country line dancing over there at the Diamond Horseshoe. The Golden Horseshoe. Getting my parks mixed up. And they also have great photo opportunities throughout the night of events, which is always really cool. So, friends can always have fun there. But I think what our listeners are most interested in for Pride Nights there for this event would be the savory snacks and food. Kristen, you want to give a little sneak peek? Because I know the food guide's not out yet. but we can give you a sneak peek at what's to come.
Okay, so new items include a key lime pudding and red berry sangria at Riverbell Terrace. There's a five spice popcorn chicken at the Tropical Hideaway. Funnel cake with cereal milk and multicolored marshmallow cereal topping at Stage Door Cafe.
That looks
and
amazing,
it,
by the way.
It does. It looks amazing. I totally would have to have it.
I would want it now.
The next dish is right up my alley. Firecracker loaded fries at Hungry Bear Restaurant. And these fries look like they maybe have like a pulled pork on them, pickled onions. It looks like a nice fire roasted jalapeno there on top.
It's a meal.
It looks delicious.
It looks like a meal right there.
But these are just a few of the things. That's their little way of teasing you of what to look forward to. My mouth is watering, like, looking at these pictures. It's making me hungry.
All this food. I know, right? I don't know how they do it, Kat, but it seems to me like every event where there's a foodie guide, the Disney chefs just up the game, you know, month after month, week after week, and they continually outdo themselves. And we never just say it's just plain old park food. It's always special, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it.
It does say that specialty menu items will also be available at Cafe Orleans. Plaza Inn will offer a dining package, which will include reserved viewing for the fireworks and the cavalcade. Reservations are recommended, and soon you will be able to book those online, but not yet.
Kat, do you want to take it for this next event? What else special?
Yes, of course I do. So each Disneyland After Dark Pride Night, which happens on the 18th and 20th of June, I don't remember if we said that, but I'm going to reiterate it. Starts with a 3-hour pre-party mix-in at Disneyland from 6 to 9, of course. And then the official party begins to celebrate the LGBT quoi. You will have the opportunity to ride some popular attractions. And the admission includes commemorative keepsakes, such as Pride Night credentials and an event guide map, plus unlimited digital downloads of Disney PhotoPass throughout the event. And it looks like they're going to be projecting some things onto It's a Small World again this year. The outfits that the characters are going to be wearing are returning from last year, and they're adorable. Tickets are on sale soon.
Now.
Meaning already. Right? Yes. They went on sale on April 9th. Magic key holders, and then on April 11th for general public availability. I would say if you want to go to this event, please get tickets early because they will go fast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a price here. I'm going to look on the website and see if they have a price so we can share it.
Okay.
No, I don't want to do that. Okay. So general admission tickets are $159 per guest.
There you go.
Ages 3 and up.
These after hour events are always special and chock full of fun. And even though Kristen and I have been annual pass holders for various parks over the years, we find a lot of value going to these things because there's so many special experiences and special food and usually no wait. When it comes to riding attractions and stuff, now, not every attraction is going to be open, which might be a bummer to some of our listeners, but by and large, a lot of them are
open. It's going to be pretty much your e-ticket attraction.
Yes. So, you know, does it cost a lot of money? You know, I think it just depends on your own expectations, right? Your mileage may vary.
And the thing, you know, the thing that I think about is if you buy tickets to a concert or a sporting event, think about the amount of time you spend at that particular thing versus, you know, like people who complain about how much a one-day park ticket is and how many hours you spend at that. And it's like, it's just a different way to spend often very similar amounts of money.
This is true. This is true.
I will say I do miss the days of $10 to grass seeding tickets at concerts. I was lucky you can get a seat for under $60 at a concert.
It's not a Dining at Disney episode if we don't talk about Disney food and music.
I paid $40 to go to that show last week, which was on the cheap side, but I did have to stand next to a very drunk person, which was not great until they got thrown out.
Oh, well, you see, those are the perils of going to different concerts like that. You're in close proximity to people. You know, some people just lose their minds.
Now, I will have to say that I've, at a recent hockey game, the guy sitting next to me was so drunk. And my dad was like, "Do you want me to switch seats with you?" And I was like, "No, I got it. I'm good." So at one point we hopped down into the seats that are in front of us. We know the people who have them. They weren't there. And they've told us like, "Hey, if we're not there, you can't sit in them." So we hopped down. Next thing we know is I see him and he's like this. He's like,
Is he passed out?
He's passed out. And somebody had contacted the police and the police came down and like woke him up. And then we're like questioning him and the girl he was with.
Ruh-roh.
Oh my gosh.
Because he was so drunk, he had passed out.
That is wild. People are wild.
It's just really amazing me because it's so expensive. Like, you're better off buying a drink at Disney. It's cheaper to buy a drink at Disney than it is in the arena.
I just don't understand
for a can of beer to me.
Nashville hockey's insane, but you know, it's all good.
And how many you have to drink to get that drunk?
No, thank you.
I don't know.
Right?
Hey, all I know is we saw Fall Out Boy a couple weeks ago. Yay. Let's go back to Fall Out Boy concert.
So good.
Yes. Hey, gang. We're at the end of yet another episode of the Dining at Disney podcast. Isn't that grand?
Yes, it is.
Ain't it great?
Miraculous, maybe.
That's right.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. You guys are the reason we do this show. So please continue to support us by sharing and giving us those 5-star reviews. All these things help this show so, so much. And if you want to take it a step further, you can even consider becoming a supporter on Spotify or wherever it is you choose to listen to our podcast. You can also head over to Dining at Disney or check out the show note below. We have the links for Amazon, Disney Store, Garden Grocer, as well as Kingdom Stroller. Oh, John.
Yes.
Tell everybody where they can find us.
Well, you can find us on all your usual suspects when it comes to social media. So please follow us there. Don't forget, though, to send us those listener comments and questions via email, because we do love it when you do send it. Send it to Kristen@diningatdisney.com.
Yes. And also, if there is something you want us to talk about, like you have a show topic, you think, like, please, I want to know about this. Tell us the best whatever. Email it. And Kristen, Kristen, @diningatdisney.com. And we would be so happy to add your suggestion to our show topics.
Yes, please do that. Okay.
Yeah.
So yes, follow us on social media, send us those emails. Also, there is a link for you to just tap on it and leave us voicemail. Yes, and we'll play your voicemail in an upcoming episode of Dining at Disney. So I'd love to hear from you. Don't forget, you can also check me out on Instagram. That's the best way to find me and all things music and Disney related. ALJONGO. And that's on Instagram. And then you can also check out my other podcast that I host with former Disney creative and award-winning author Mr. Dave Bossert. It's called Skull Rock Podcast, a show about Disney and pop culture. We talk about streaming and, of course, the parks, with new shows every week. They're at Skull Rock Podcast. Kat?
Oh, you can find me on Instagram at Catastrophe, at C-A-T underscore A-S-T-R-O-P-H-E. And you can check out my podcast, Eat the Pictures, wherever podcasts are found. If you haven't already, join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Sorcerer Radio can be found at srsounds.com and, of course, on their beautiful app. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.